Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home. They never go home. They never go home, those boys.
And I said, I want to win the league, but I want to win it better. You can understand that, can't you?
Yes.
Good lad.
So he's almost like having a second captain in the team.
Second captain, first captain, whatever.
Last Friday on The World Service, we revealed a massive world exclusive. Or to be more specific, Francis Murphy revealed a huge world exclusive. Francis's guide to the weekend sport on television is an indispensable part of the Friday pods on The World Service, except for the odd occasion when I totally forget they exist and skate right past them. And last week, the slot reached new heights when Murph delivered the news via Francis that a GAA referee was going to be mic'd up on live television for the first ever time. We believe John O'Halloran was a whistleblower in question, the Limerick man in charge of yesterday's Kerry Senior Hurling Championship final between Causeway and Ballyduff. And today we can reveal the results of this new departure in Irish television. Hi Murph, hi Ken.
Hey Owen, hey Ken, Owen, how's it going?
How are you?
Firstly, well done to Francis Murph. She wasn't revealing her sources, but she had her information correct 100% on the money.
And you know, it's one of those where you're kind of looking around, is it anywhere else? Can my scoop be depended upon? But of course, that's what happens when you've got a world exclusive. You know, there's no point looking at it elsewhere. The fact of the matter is, she was ahead of the game.
Much like LeVar Ball, of course.
Much
ball,
like LeVar Ball. You took the words right out of me, back then.
First time Francis Murphy and LeVar Ball have mentioned the same sentence.
Telling you.
There you go.
Similarly bombastic characters.
Yeah.
It worked out very well. Owen, I think it added tons to the coverage of the Kerry Senior Hurling final. Would you like to hear a little bit of John O'Halloran in action?
Oh, well, what's the point otherwise?
Ratchigan Ray Toad, I just talk court to Ella.
Oh, you're late with the challenge. Stop. Please stop talking. Listen to me. You're just careless with the challenge. You're late, that's all. It is a card, I'm afraid.
John, it's not.
Stop, come on.
Give me the meal of that.
No.
Give me the meal of
that. Sorry, come on.
I swear to God.
Boy, I'm here in front of it. I'm only 3 hours away from it.
So there you go. Pretty good.
Come on, Park. Three yards away from you.
Whether the players had it in their minds for the whole game or not, there was a refreshingly small amount of cuss words. Like fewer cuss words broadcast on TG Cahir than Erling Haaland over the course of an hour and a half thrilling action from Tralee.
Do you want to be influencing the... I suppose you do. I suppose if a happy byproduct of this is that the players show more respect to the referee, maybe this is a roundabout way of, you know, the whole respect the referee campaign that goes on in virtually every sport. It's the way to mic everyone up, shame them into not balling the referee out of it.
It's not even that roundabout a way. I would say it's one of the key strategies in place that the GAA has in its armory to stop people cussing and swearing in the general direction of every referee at every level.
Nicely done.
It was really, really good.
No refs mic'd up in the All-Ireland Camogie final, but plenty of drama all the same. Kilkenny charged out of the gates, 6 points ahead, 6 points to nothing ahead after 20 minutes. A stat popped up on the Sunday game to show that Cork had only actually managed to get two shots off in those opening 20 minutes. So a shocker of a start for them, but their first score of the game was a goal and the drama kind of started from there on in, really. And it was quite nail-biting to the end.
Yeah, it was a bit of a slow burner, to be honest. But the last quarter in particular was really, really good stuff. The late Sophie Dwyer goal was one obvious turning point.
So that was for Kilkenny. So basically Cork had worked their way into a position where they were back to They were 2 points ahead, in fact, going into the last couple of minutes.
Their first score was their goal. And they were level by half time. So for all of the damage done in the first kind of 20 minutes or so when they'd been held scoreless, they actually went in at half time level, which in a situation like that must feel like you're going in 4 or 5 points up, given how badly you've played for the majority of the half. Yeah. But Cork had pushed for home then. Looked like they were actually going to go ahead and win it. They'd gone kind of the 2 points up, which in Cork and Kilkenny Camogie finals is basically like a yawning chasm of a gap, given how close these games have been over the last kind of 5 or 6 years. Then Sophie Dwyer's goal. But actually, what kind of really struck me was the late free-taking drama, because Katie Nolan had taken all the frees for Kilkenny up until the last 5 minutes. Then she missed one directly in front of goal from about 40 yards, like a really simple free by her standards. And so then Denise Gall takes over, and Denise obviously has unbelievable amounts of experience at this level. She then misses her first free, also from inside the 45. And then they get a free in injury time, which looks like it's, you know, it could easily be the winning score. And what do you do then at that juncture? Like, it's not easy to take over the responsibility for taking frees, particularly when it's a role that you've had in the past and then had taken away from you, as has happened Denise this year. And then you miss your first one. So you're left with a scenario where you've two free takers, both of whom have missed their last shot. And one of them has to step up and take a free that's more than likely going to win them an All-Ireland final. That's pressure. But that's what Denise Gall had to handle yesterday. And she did it brilliantly. So, I mean, Cork will obviously rue the horrendous start.
Yeah.
But, you know, for all that, one angle of it that I thought was really interesting was that there's a fair bit of physicality in the game as well. And given the chat we had last week about this
Vicky
idea...
Vicky Wall and all that, yeah, Vicky Wall, we're thinking for a couple of reasons is happy to go to Australia. One is that she can express her physicality in a way that she gets punished for. Not only Vicky Wall, obviously, but...
Yeah, as
one of the strongest players in the game, yeah. There seems to be a little bit of confusion around where that game is at in terms of the what physicality should be allowed, what sort of tackles should be allowed and what shouldn't.
Yeah, and Emma Duggan was speaking last week as well, talking about just kind of how pointless she's felt in the past going to the gym 2 or 3 times a week, building up, gathering up all of this power that they have and then not being able to use it to their advantage over the course of playing the sport that they love. So it's been kind of a debate that ladies football is having, but it's actually happening maybe 4 or 5 years after Camogie had a very similar kind of argument. So Camogie made the changes in the rule book that women's football is looking to make now, and it was in large part down to what these two teams, Cork and Kilkenny, had served up in successive All-Ireland finals, where the 2017 and 2018 finals in particular, I think, were pretty dour, kind of free-taking competitions more so than games that took flight at all. And Cork ended up on the right side of the result on both of those occasions. But there was a huge amount of debate in the immediate aftermath of those finals saying, we're not letting the players express themselves if every time a tackle goes in, there's a free. And it, as I say, it boils down nearly to a free-taking competition at either end, as opposed to the sort of freewheeling spectacle that I think the players are anxious to take part in. So that's kind of an interesting angle looking at it through the prism even of last week's final. And again, kind of with Meath in mind, it is kind of interesting to see Galway, Cork and Kilkenny have now been the only finalists in Camogie for the last 10 years. And it's a bit of an issue. You know,
goes back to Wexford. Wexford had a great team in the early 2010s.
Yeah. Since then,
from 2013 on, it's just those three teams, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, even when Cork and then Dublin latterly were dominating ladies football, different counties were reaching finals, and it would just be brilliant to see teams like, you know, Waterford, Dublin, Limerick, they were the three that got into the final six, the preliminary quarterfinals. It would be brilliant to see those teams take the next step, break into a final, and then maybe freshen this thing up a little bit, because I mean, when there's three of them, it's not quite as samey as Kilkenny tipping the, you know, three All-Ireland senior hurling finals in a row. And
it can work both ways, though, can't it? The fans usually like rivalries in any sport. You get two or three teams who go at each other, and that can also be a good thing. It depends which way you spin it, I suppose.
Yeah, maybe it's just 10 years, you know.
You know, 2 or 3 or 4 years.
Four or five years of that, where you're dealing with sort of three distinct rivalries, you know, Cork, Kilkenny, Cork, Galway, Galway, Kilkenny. That can be good, but just when it's 10 years, you're just, I think probably it is time now for...
It needs a Meath or a Wexford, you know, it needs a
Meath. Yes, a disruptor of some
kind.
Yeah,
fair enough. There's a lot of tragedy in the background yesterday. Tommy Shefflin is a coach with the Kilkenny team, a brother of Henry. They obviously lost their brother, Paul, back in March. A couple of weeks after that, an uncle of the Kilkenny manager, Brian Dowling, died. Other members of the panel lost family members too. And Dowling spoke afterwards of how proud he was that the team was able to come through all of that. And in fact, members of both the Kilkenny and Cork setups spoke really well, as well as anyone can, about the death of Dylan Quirk. This was this huge tragedy on Friday evening. 24-year-old Tipperary hurler passed away after falling ill, playing for his club, Clonalty Rossmore. Just horrendous, Murphy. Won. He was an All-Ireland Under-21 winner with Tip in 2018 and went on a couple of months later to win the county championship with his club, emulating his father in both cases, Dan, who achieved both of those feats as well. And he was a regular in the Tip senior hurling team.
Yeah, like this season was a breakout season for him. Started all four of Tip's Munster Hurling Championship games this season and he'd been really good. He had played previously, as you've mentioned there, under the new senior manager, Liam Cahill, would have won All-Irelands under his management. And so he had this whole future ahead of him now that tragically we won't see. And this happening in front of his teammates and his neighbours at a club game, it's just incomprehensible, really. And this weekend would have seen a lot of county championships start. This vast constituency of people out supporting their clubs. And for one club to have to go through all that on a weekend like this, it's absolutely awful.
Yeah, our condolences to Dylan Quirk's friends and to his clubmates and his family and just to everyone who knew him.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I can't believe it, dog. I know what 2,000 is.
From Ireland's Second Captain Show.
Second Captain Show.
It's the best thing in the world for you because it's full of protein. Protein.
This is not a dig at football people who know the game.
No respect, no honour.
Put your respect on my name.
Dog shit's a bad arm.
But who plays rugby?
I imagine it was like something you would expect to see in a porno movie.
No, they don't.
But they
no.
do.
Sorry, on. They do not.
And the balls.
Shut up, the two of you. I just want to play commentary at a goal.
Fall off and I'll go.
Fall off and I'll
go. Fuck you, can I guess?
Fuck you, can I guess?
I'm a little bit of an idealist, but having said that, I want to be like Nick.
You get the ball forward, you compete, you chase people, you close people down, you create excitement, you win balls when you shouldn't win balls, you commit yourself to the game.
Okay, take an LD breath there. This is good and this is meant to happen, okay? Perfect timing.
We have got our Monday football podcast out now. That one is available to everybody. World Service members will be hearing a second football pod during the week. And members will also hear Shane Horgan and Justin Marshall on South Africa piling on the misery to the All Blacks after the job Ireland did them earlier in the summer. Always like playing a little bit of that Hosa commentary. That was from Lonwabo Matimka and Makaya Jack. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow. And we've got a little rugby league audio to play you right now. We know passions often run high in that fine sport.
You ball this gate,
Campbell.
So we noted this tweet with interest from The Game Caller. In my 13 seasons of covering Rugby League live on the radio, I've never experienced a supporter breaking into the commentary box to ask for the air conditioning to be turned down. Apologies for any profanities you may have heard earlier today. So I suppose I should also apologise for any profanities you're about to hear as we replay this clip right now.
So with this scene, an error apiece here at Odsall Stadium.
Can you shut this off? Air conditioning unit off. It's making a fucking racket.
Can you get out of here, please? I don't have to
get
out.
No! You turn it
Bradford
off.
Bradford are going to be awarded the scrum. There's something kicking off here. Not sure what's going on. Do apologise.
I'm not going over there.
Do apologise for this interruption. It's live radio.
You thought it.
Stop pointing your finger at me or you'll be out.
I do apologise for this.
I don't work for them. I work for me. Off you go.
No. You get it sorted.
Get out.
You touch me.
I'm not going to touch you. I'm going to have... Security,
you touched me, you've assaulted me.
Oh, get out of here.
Bradford in possession, 10 shy of the halfway line.
You get that noise,
there's an intruder in the commentary box. There's an intruder in the commentary box.
Stop assaulting me. He's assaulting me.
What do you make of that, Ken? Where does that sit in the grand tradition of rugby league commentary box shenanigans?
Well, I'm glad to see that you're assaulting me has crept into rugby league as well.
Yeah,
you know, it's just take our hats off, eh? So yeah, I suppose I didn't know when I saw it was air conditioner. I was like, is this person like an eco warrior, or is it
no, he just has extremely keen hearing,
racket, and
appeared to be having his enjoyment of a fine afternoon.
I mean, it's spoiled. you're in a football stadium, like, you know, it's usually pretty noisy. I suppose,
but I mean, you're willing to put up with any amount of human generated noise.
Yeah, but just
it's just this mechanical whirring mechanical and clacking.
It is interesting, isn't it? You know, the certain noises that you're in a given environment, an environment you obviously feel comfortable in and are very used to, and there are certain elements to that you can live with. You can live with any amount of crowd noise, probably, and any variation of it. It's just something, an alien noise, a creep, it just starts nagging at you. You're like, what's that?
You sound a bit like this guy.
It's fucking radio guys with air conditioning. I'm going to go in there and sort them out.
Yeah, you gotta love it, though.
It's temperamentally dependent. I think some people might be prepared. I think quite a lot of people would probably just let it slide, or maybe just a little grumble. Mm. It takes a special kind of individual to actually take action, especially such spectacular action as that.
Yeah.
I don't think the game was a sellout either. So the option to just get up out of your seat and move further away from the air conditioner, that also was apparently available to the paying customer, but he decided against that. I mean, I work for me. I don't work for these lads. I'm kind of curious as to who exactly was the man.
That is my favorite bit. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not entirely sure what his role was in all of this.
Yeah.
Steward, a custodian of the press box. I mean, anyone who's been to, you know, press boxes in non-international standard stadiums do know that there are such characters, people who just kind of hang around press boxes and patrol them and act as if they're their own personal fiefdom, and without anyone ever checking their credentials to see what the hell their actual role is. So I am kind of curious to know the backstory of this gentleman. He did handle the situation, I thought, as well as could be expected, given the very trying circumstances. No doubt aware that his every utterance was probably going out on the radio as well. So chapeau to that man.
Thanks, Murph.
Thank you, Owen. Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Owen. And that's thank you, Ciarán.
Nicely done. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
In the final and on it again. Andy A. Oh, what about that? Send him off! Send the drinking edge off! Get him off the field! That was diabolical! Get him off the field! That's just typical what he is! Get him walking! They don't like it! Walking, Campbell, if you've got it in bottle! If you've got it in bottle, Campbell, it should walk! That was absolute diabolical! That should be sent off! He's going to be on a card. A gas bank. Oh, what about that? Send him off. Send the drinking edge off. You ballless get Campbell. A gas bank. Now we are. All this confusion.
Mikael wants it down short side. Oh, step back, step. Oh, this is it! What about them as a try? Shoving up yours! He's the best club in the world! Never mind anybody else!
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys. It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.